Work is more than money. Listen, we devalue work if the only reason why we're working is to get money. We devalue work. When we are working for money, we even try to find ways to work less, and we forget we are serving God's purpose through our work. You can never measure the value of its job by its financial worth. That's what Jesus meant when he said, one doesn't live by bread alone. When we answer this question, why, that's what we really want to do. We want to reimagine our work. We want to reimagine our work. There are some people who are not doing what they were created to do, and it out of it comes fear because of money. How many of us, you don't have to answer this, how many of us are in that place? You're doing what you want to do versus, maybe it's not now what you want to do, but you're not doing what God created you to do. And many times it's because of fear of money. God did not put a passion in your heart for you to be enslaved to fear. Guys, think about this. That's men and women. Think about this. God did not put a passion in your heart for you to be enslaved to fear. Thank you. When I know why I am working, it's an expression of my worship. When I know why I am working, it's an expression of my worship. It's a demonstration of my love for God by serving people. Then I work in the Spirit of Christ, and I will demonstrate competence and character. So quickly, let's take a look at Nehemiah 4, verse 6. Now we're going to see in the next few weeks the amazing fact that this wall was completed in 52 days, not counting the Sabbath or Saturday, in the face of much resistance. How did they accomplish this impossible feat that no one even attempted in 150 years? Think about that. So Nehemiah 4:6 says this, "So we rebuilt the wall until all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart." Now, if the job wasn't done, right? Did they clock out at 5 o'clock? If they worked with all their heart, did they clock out at 5? No. When people looked at the work of Jesus, they saw excellence. You know, this is what people said about Jesus. Wow, he does all things well. He's different than the other religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees. His work has authority, and authority means that he became an expert in his work. I have read that in any field, whatever field you're in, only 10% of the people in that field can truly be considered effective or good. And 3% are excellent. 3% are excellent. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of the 3%. Amen? I want to be just as good. I want to do my best to be like Jesus. And Jesus was excellent. He does all things well, and he does all things with authority. Now, the second part in that working in the Spirit of Christ is that work not only demonstrates competence, it also demonstrates character. Now we're going to talk about the salesperson. If any of you are a salesperson, don't take this personally. All right? But it's a great example because of a person in the Bible who was a salesperson. You're going to have integrity in your work. You're going to be doing ethical work. In one of the encounters in the Bible, a little short man was encountered. Anybody know his name? Zacchaeus. Yes. He was a tax collector. Now we're told a couple of things about his character. One, that he was chief tax collector, which means that he was in the top 3%. He was excellent at what he did. And the second thing we're told is that he was very, very wealthy. Now, this can happen with salespeople, right? I mean, salespeople work on commission, especially big ticket items, right? A lot of commission there. His wealth was affected by what he produced, so he exploited people. Zacchaeus did.